This is a podcast version of our YouTube video. Make sure to subscribe to Oddspedia on all platforms so you don't miss any content. Now on with the show. Hello guys and welcome to Odds on Brazilian Serie A. We are going to analyze the 14th match day, of course, with Leo Bachanian and with you. Leave a comment below and tell us if you like the Brazilian competition, and of course if you enjoy our videos, don't forget to click on the like, subscribe and hit also the bell to get notifications. Let's go on with the show. We have the 14th match day in the Brazilian Serie A, so let's analyze every single game with Leo Bachanian. How are you, Leo?
I have the pleasure to be with you again with this Brazilian Serie A.
Yes, the first game we had was Fluminense Juventude, but it was postponed due to the Copa Libertadores and Brazilian Cup, Leo. So let's start in Morumbi, Sao Paulo Palmeiras. Very interesting game because, as you know, Palmeiras is topping the table, 31 points, three more than Atlético Mineiro, and they were also able to win 1-0 to Flu in the last game. Also, they beat U Católica in Copa Libertadores. So, Leo, the streak is amazing. 9 consecutive victories for Palmeiras, and the odds to win in Morumbi are quite appealing, actually 2.62, whereas Sao Paulo lost 5-1 against Flamengo. So, for sure, they want to bounce back and get at least a point against the leaders.
Yes, absolutely. Do you remember that in the last Copa Libertadores show we have done, I told you that Hernan Crespo's job as a San Paulo's manager was on the line on that time. For him, the stakes in Buenos Aires were high, not only because there was a quarterfinal spot at play, but also his position was in the balance. On that day of the Copa Libertadores, his team took a well-deserved 1-3 victory, and everyone fought, myself included, that the result could become a before and after for this Sao Paulo team. Well, it took only 72 hours for everything to start boiling over again for Crespo. Actually, not 72 hours, but 23 minutes. To be more precise, between the 70th minute and 3 minutes into added time of the match against Flamengo. I think not even the most pessimistic of Sao Paulo supporters would have thought that an away derby that they were winning until the 69 minutes in Rio would have had a 5-1 defeat, a scoreline at the final whistle. But at the same time, to be fair, for anyone who haven't seen the game, I could easily believe that the tricolor was dominated throughout the game, that Flamengo applied pressure throughout the game. Well, that's not actually what happened against Sao Paulo. What I believe what actually happened was a collective blackout. And that is the reason why Crespo spoke of a result hard to digest for Sao Paulo. Of course, there were questions to be asked, like why Emiliano Rigoni and Martin Benitez, the team's two key players this season, started the match on the bench. Rigoni was the star of the show against Racing with 2 goals. Part of the answer could be that Sao Paulo is in the need to rotate players because they are playing every 3 days. They had and they are having Racing, Flamengo, Vasco da Gama, who they defeated actually last night for Copa do Brasil, and Rigoni scored the first one of the 2-0 victory, and Palmeiras. All these 4 games in 10 days. But what Crespo could not answer, Edu, was why after Sao Paulo took the lead with a goal from Arboleda in the 49th minute, they completely switched off, to the point that Bruno Henrique equalized in the 70th minute and then scored 2 more in the next 5 minutes. So a Flamengo player scoring a hat-trick in 6 or 7 minutes to make things a little bit even more worrying to what is coming with another derby. This time is with Palmeiras, no? So, and Martin Benitez and Wellington won't be part of the squad because they are both suspended after they received their 3rd yellow card against the Mengão. And as you said, Palmeiras top of the Serie A with 31 points after the 1-0 victory in the Allianz Park against Fluminense. 9 consecutive winning streak for them. The social media team of Palmeiras actually posted a video with the team talking in the dressing room before the match, and you could hear the goalkeeper, Weberton, reminding his teammates to focus on their objective for the season, which is to reach 80 points 80 points at the end of the race. They have 25 games to play, and to achieve that, starting with this derby on Saturday, won't be a walk in the park nonetheless. The last time Palmeiras won in the Morumbi was in 2019, and during the last 27 meetings in Sao Paulo, with Sao Paulo playing at home, the tricolor have won 14 times and the Verdão only time. So Eduard will be looking at goals over 2.5 with the market at 2.45, and also Palmeiras scoring first has odds of 2, which is also as well attractive.
Very interesting game. Let's move on to Internacional Cuiabá. Internacional still in shock, I guess, after the Copa de Libertadores defeat in penalties against the Club Olimpia. They also lost 2-1 against Atlético Paranaense in their last game in the Brazilian Serie A. So for sure, they are not in a good position, and they have also to face Cuiabá, 2 points less than them in the standings, who lost as well against Corinthians. Odds for Internacional, though, they are so favorite for this game, 1.73.
Yes, and actually it was the worst possible scenario for Inter de Porto Alegre last week, out of the Copa Libertadores at home with the defeat, as you said, in the penalty shootout against Olimpia, followed by a defeat in their visit to Atlético Paranaense. The elimination from the Copa Libertadores showed the problems that we are seeing every week in the Brasileirao with Inter, which is the problem that this team has to score. Only 12 goals to their name in 13 rounds of fixtures. Last season, only the champions Flamengo scored more than Inter. And although we have already played the third of this 2021 season, I believe Edu Inter cannot still recover from what happened last Brasileirao, when they lost the chance in the last match of the season to lift their first Serie A trophy since 1979. The blow was massive, and it's becoming very clear that the wounds have not yet healed for Inter. Against Paranaense, Diego Aguirre's team could not recover from a very bad end of the first half, when the home team took 2 goals lead, although then Edenilson shortened the distance with a penalty. The 3 points were never in danger for Paranaense. As I mentioned before, or if I haven't mentioned, I will tell you now that Yuri Alberto won't be playing for Inter because of the suspension. Yuri Alberto, which is the best player up front that they have, Diego Aguirre's for Inter. Also, they won't be counting with Thiago Gallardo because as well of suspension, but Inter will have the chance to have Renzo Sarabia, the very good right back, back to the squad after the Argentinian recover from injury. And on the other hand, yes, Cuiabá will not progress on their unbeaten run of 4 matches after their defeat at home against Corinthians. And it's also they're having similar problems in front of goal as Inter. That is why Eduard will be looking at goals under 2.5 for this game. I know the odds are not very high at 1.59 for this match at Beira Rio, but a draw has handsome odds, I would say, of 3.5.
Okay, 2 options, the draw and under 2.5 goals. Then we have Bragantino, Gremio. Bragantino, one of the surprises of this season. They are fourth now in the standings, although they lost against Fortaleza 1-0 the previous weekend. And in the last 4 games, only no victories actually for them, 3 draws and 1 defeat. But Gremio, Leo, they are terrible this season. They are the second worst team so far, only 7 points. Their last game was a draw against Atlético Mineiro, and they are even out of Copa Sudamericana after the defeat at home against Quito.
Yes, and that draw with América Mineiro on the weekend did not change the picture at the bottom of the table, because Gremio Edu continues to be in relegation zone, only above Chapecoense. Although they do have 2 games in hand, and winning both, they will potentially be out of the woods. However, that is a big if, to be honest, right now for Luis Felipe Scolari's team. They managed to score early in the game with America, but Guilherme Guedes scoring in the 8 minutes of the game. But they are a team very low in confidence nowadays, Edu. That is why I believe they gave away possession and the initiative to the visitors, who equalized at the half hour. to give you an idea as well of the situation now for Grêmio of the Porto Alegre, this week, 2 days ago, when they were in the airport ready to board the plane to Salvador to play Vitória for the Copa do Brasil, the fans gathered to scream and insult at Felipao's players. Despite this, Grêmio on Wednesday night, they won 0-3. And almost secure a place in the quarterfinal of the Copa do Brasil. Someone could point to Vitória not playing in the Brasileirão, that is true, but Vitória is also a team that eliminated Inter in the previous round. So if Grêmio made it look easy, it was because finally they played a better football than in the weekend. We will see if I believe there will be some chances. For example, Darlan having a chance in midfield because he did very well against Vitória. So we will see which is the real face of Grêmio. What we have seen in the weekend against América Mineiro or what we just saw on Wednesday night against Vitória. And Bragantino, you mentioned, yes, fourth with 24 points. Will be a good test to see actually, again, which is the real face of this Grêmio. The Paulista team lost their match, the first match of the season with Fortaleza. And since they took the 3 points against Sao Paulo at the beginning of the month, they are now without a win, Bragantino, in their last 4 fixtures with 3 draws and 1 defeat. So, Edu, despite Grêmio's poor attacking record so far in this Brasileirão, I told you last show of the defensive difficulties of Bragantino, although they are an enjoyable watch for neutrals. With this in mind and with Grêmio's display on Wednesday, I will pay attention to both teams to score with odds at 2. Also, a double chance for Grêmio to win or a draw has attracted odds of 1.8.
Let's see if Scolari's men react. Then we have the best game if we check the standings at least, yes. Because this is second. Against the fifth, Atlético Mineiro, Atlético Paranaense, Atlético Mineiro beat Bahia 3-0 with Hulk again scoring a brace, 6 goals for him. And also, I guess they have to be very happy after the qualification in Copa Libertadores in the penalty shootout against Boca, whereas Atlético Paranaense was able to beat Internacional 2-1 and also qualify for the next round of Copa Sudamericana.
Yes, Cuca's team, Edu, is definitely in form. Only 3 points behind the Palmeiras. They are on a run of 9 games without losing in all competitions, Serie A, Libertadores and Copa do Brasil, with 6 straight wins in the Brasileirão after the 3-0 against Bahia on Sunday, with Hulk again taking the team on his shoulder, scoring twice. He now has 6 in the competition and has scored 4 times in the last 2 games, but Atlético Mineiro is also showing great work in defense. It's not only what they do in attack, Edu. In defense, they have Junior Alonso leading the line. In 38 games with the Paraguayan in the starting lineup, the team left the field with a clean sheet 20 times out of 38 times Junior Alonso played in the starting lineup. And since Cuca took over, they have conceded only 20 goals and a record of 22 wins and only 5 defeats. And on the other side, you have a Paranaense team that sits 5th with 23 points, but has a game in hand, and that comes at the back of a 2-win against Inter, showing again very good intensity and dominance during the weekend, this Paranaense team. We spoke about the Uruguayan David Terán's last show, and he scored the opener on the weekend, which was his 4th goal of the season. And before halftime was the turn for Vitinho, Paranaense's goal scorer, with 9 to add to the scoreline. The only thing missing maybe for the party to be complete for Paranaense during the weekend was Nicao's goal. I expect goals for this one, Edu. Paranaense won the last 2 times they visited the Mineirao. So I will be looking at first both teams to score with the market at 2.25. And second, I will be looking at goals over 2.5 with odds at 2.36.
Then we have Corinthians, Flamengo, 2 big teams in Brazil, but they are not doing great this season, at least in Serie A. We already spoke about Flamengo, how they were able to thrash Sao Paulo with this quick hat-trick of Bruno Henrique. They are now 6th in the standings, where are Corinthians, they beat Cuiabá 1-2 after the back-to-back defeats against Atlético Mineiro and Corinthians. And Flamengo, Leo, is so favorite, 1.9. I don't know if you see them that favorites actually to beat Corinthians.
Yes, they are actually if Corinthians secure if they win the upset of the Brasileirao. To be honest, if they manage to win against Flamengo, you mentioned they took very important 3 points against Cuiabá away from home, and they are now 10th with 17 points. For Flamengo, on the other hand, it's a dream start, Edu, for Renato Gaúcho, the manager. 4 games in charge, 4 wins for him, with 15 goals scored and only 2 conceded. Actually, 14 of those 15 goals were scored in the last 3 games. Bahia, Defensa y Justicia, and Sao Paulo. They had 21 points, but 2 games in hand, which could take them to the third place. We will see if when the Brasileirao finishes, they will regret their slow start. Although that will depend as well, of course, of Palmeiras keeping their form as well. But my analysis, Edu, is that when Flamengo is on top form, there is no one right now in Brazil that can cope with them. There are also big candidates to win the Copa Libertadores for the second time in the last 3 years as well. So I will be looking for a Flamengo win, with odds, as you just mentioned, and goals over 2.5 with the market at 2.13. Also, Flamengo winning the first half and also winning the second half has odds of 2.8. And if you fancy a double chance for Corinthians draw or a win, that stands at 2.1.
I will stay with Flamengo to win, then 1.9. Then we have Bahia Sport Recife just out of the relegation zone after the draw against Ceará and the victory against Atlético Mineiro, whereas Bahia, they lost against Atlético Mineiro precisely 3-0, so they are not in good form. Leo, 3 straight defeats for them without scoring a single goal.
Absolutely, yes. 3 consecutive defeats, Sao Paulo, Flamengo and Atlético Mineiro for Bahia, in which they have conceded 9 goals. But more interesting is the fact that from 22 goals they have conceded, Edu, Bahia in 13 rounds of fixtures, 19 were scored inside Bahia's box and only 3 from the outside. So they have basically a huge problem to defend set pieces inside their own box, this Bahia's team, which in front will have a Sport Recife, who is sitting outside the relegation places only because of a better goal difference than Sao Paulo. But yes, they arrived to this encounter with a victory and a draw in the last two games. Anyway, there is something particular in this Recife team because they have lost 6 matches, but none of them, Edu, for more than a 1-goal margin. With Palmeiras was 1-0, with Fluminense was 2-1, with Corinthians 2-1, to name some of those matches. But at the same time, only in one fixture they managed to score twice, and that was in their debut in this Serie A when they drew 2-2 with Inter in Porto Alegre. But they have conceded less than Palmeiras so far, but they have of course only scored 7 goals in 13 fixtures. So Edu, I think goals under 2.5 is very reasonable for this encounter, and something to expect from this one, with odds reflecting that at 1.67. And also, if your answer to the question will both teams score is no, well, that has odds of 1.8.
So not many goals here. And what to do with Chapecoense? They are in the bottom of the table, only 4 points. We have Chapecoense Santos, so for sure Santos are really favorite, although the odds are quite good for the away team, odds 2.11, because again Chapecoense lost against Juventude, conceding at the beginning of the game. But Santos, they are not in good form as well, Leo. They are 12th right now in the standings, and they lost against Goianiense at home.
Yeah, Santos is having a very inconsistent season so far, Edu. They are 12th in the table with 16 points. They lost the last one at home against Atlético Goianiense, and they have also lost their best player because Caio Jorge, the 19-year-old forward, was sold, or is about to be sold to Benfica, although there is still a chance that they could keep him until January. And when you look at Chapecoense, when you read the Brazilian press, they talk about the team on the ropes, about to get knocked out of the Brasileirao, even though there are still 25 games to play. And at the end of the day, they're like 7 points from safety. But you will have an idea how is everything going nowadays in Chapecoense, who haven't won a single match so far this season. That their goalkeeper, a 20-year-old João Paulo, left the field in tears after they defeat 1-0 against Juventude. And their coach, Jair Ventura, is talking about not having the quality needed to survive and neither the money to look for reinforcements. So the complete picture you get is of a mental breakdown at some point in this team of Chapecoense. So, as you said, Santos winning in Santa Catarina has odds of 2.11 and also an Asian handicap of plus 0.5 for Santos has also 1.8.
Then let's go for Santos to win here. We have two more games. We were talking about Atlético Goianiense, who was able to beat Santos thanks to this goal scored by Zé Roberto. And now they are facing América Mineiro, also one of the worst teams in this Brasileirao. They are in relegation zone and their last game was a draw, also a team that concedes a lot. Leo, 18 goals conceded. They are the third team with more goals conceded. So would you be looking at a home victory here?
Yes, I place Goianiense as favorite for this one, Edu. The Dragao, as Atletico is known, with a victory in Bela Belmiro in Sao Paulo against Santos, they cut the negative run of 3 fixtures without a win. They are now 8th with 18 points and with the chance of finishing this 14 round of fixtures in the 7th position. Yes, it's true. As I said, they took the 3 points against Santos, but fair to say they were lucky because Santos had plenty of chances. They hit the bar once, they had the goal disallowed, and Atletico's goalkeeper, Fernando Miguel, was the man of the match. And for América Mineiro, the draw in Porto Alegre with the Grêmio was enough, at least for them as well, to stop the run of 3 consecutive defeats without scoring. And more importantly, Edu, they got that point coming from behind. After Felipe Acevedo's equalizer, América controlled the actions of the game in Arena do Grêmio, and was only because of Gabriel Chapecó's good game in goal for Grêmio that they couldn't take the 3 points. Atlético Edu, yes, favorites, and the home team getting the victory has good odds of 2.48. I could look as well at both teams to score with the market at 2.15. And also, Edu, the last time they faced each other, that was in 2019 in Serie B, and the result was a draw. So those who are thinking for the same feat for the weekend, this has also 3.13.
And then the last game, we have Ceará, Fortaleza, two of the big surprises, positive surprises of this season in Brazil. Ceará 7th, they are coming after a draw against Sport Recife before they were able to beat Atlético Paranaense, actually 9 games undefeated. Yeah. So they are not bad as well. And Fortaleza even better, they are 13th in the standing. And we mentioned at the beginning of the video how they were able to beat Bragantino, also one of the best teams of the season. So right now, Fortaleza 4 straight victories without conceding a single goal. Leo, let's go for the 5th.
Yes, absolutely. And they have 27 points. They are only 4 points behind the leaders and 1 point behind the Mineiro. The Tricolor, as Fortaleza is not, had a very tense match with Bragantino. Actually, Marcelo, the Fortaleza's keeper, denied Bragantino the equalizer in the last minute of the match with an outstanding save, but also an outstanding was the goal from Robson. For the Tricolor, it was his 6th this Serie A, because they started the play from the back with Marcelo, the goalkeeper of Fortaleza, and after 10 passes they had the 1v1 opportunity which they didn't let go. The clean sheet for Juan Pablo Boda's team meant that they are still having the best defensive record of the Serie A, and also, as you said, for Ceará, yes, 9 games without losing is their best record for the club in the Brasileirao, although this run is made of 3 wins and 6 draws. So if they could have turned some of those draws into wins, for sure we would have seen them higher up in the table. Yes, Fortaleza favorites to win with odds at 2.65. Also, Fortaleza to score first, Edu, has odds of 2.05. And another clean sheet for the Tricolor, which I repeat has the best defensive record of the competition, shows odds of 2.75. Interesting.
Perfect, Leo. Then we've analyzed all 9 games, in this case, in this 14th match day. Do you have an ACA for us?
Yes, I do have one, Edu. I'm choosing Mineiro against Paranaense, with both teams to score at 2.25. Corinthians against Flamengo, I'm standing with the goals over 2.5 at 2.13. Chapecoense against Santos to win at 2.07. Ceará against Fortaleza, with Fortaleza to score first with odds of 2.05. That leaves us with for an ACA of 8.5, which as well could be good for these four fixtures.
Indeed, Leo. Then let's enjoy Brazil Samba and see you next week with more info about Brasileirao.
See you next time, Edu. A pleasure as always.
Odds for 8 in this ACA that Leo chose. Let me know what you think in the comment section. And also remember, if you enjoy our videos, click on the like, subscribe, and click on the bell to get notifications. Also, we have a podcast for you. See you very soon, and thanks for watching.